Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags!
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Man, the Oilers keep shooting at this empty net, and they keep missing the empty net. I hate that. Like, honestly, like, dude, listen, Don Cherry was a crazy old man and stuff, but Don Cherry, like, really knew hockey well. Like, Don Cherry, like, would get that. Like, I wish there was a coach's corner now to, like, dude, like, you don't pull your goalie when you're on the power play. All right, it gives the other team an opportunity to fire at your net without worrying about icing, dumbass. Like, you play the man advantage, and then you have another man advantage after. So it's like you have a man advantage for the rest of the game. And here it is. 4-2, there's the empty netter. Game. Set. Match set to come on Saturday. Wow, how many game sevens are we going to have on Saturday now? I can't even keep up. It's good. Like I said, there's no NBA. I said tomorrow, but whatever, like Teddy said, depending on where you are. There's no NBA Saturday. No NBA on Saturday. So technically, it's that I was right, tomorrow on the East Coast. But there's going to be a million game sevens in the NHL. I can't even keep up. So it's 4-2 right now. This is going to be painful, guys. I have a lot of money on this, too, at the plus 2.5. This is a disaster. I have a 6.5. I don't hedge. This is a time I should almost, like, consider doing something quickly here. I have a $424 parlay, but to close it out, I need the Kings to lose by not more than 2. They're losing by 2 right now. They froze it. There's nothing I can do. Dear God. Yeah, keep the goalie in the damn net, man. You're losing by 2 already. Stay in the net. Stay in the net. Don't pull the goalie, man. You're losing by 2 already. Please do not pull the goalie. You're going to do it too, aren't you? Oh, my God. I usually don't freak out about this stuff, but this is a big bet here. We're talking about... Just end the damn game, man. End the game. End the game. God, this clock won't tick. 10 seconds left. Good, good. Yeah, keep it in the corner. No! Yes! Wow. That was a ride. I had $150 on. I had $150 bet on under 6.5, and I had a $424. It's a weird number, but I had a $424 parlay that paid back $780 or whatever on the plus 2.5. So combined, that could have been like a $1,200 swing there if there was a goal there. Now let's. Now I go into the FU pay me. Where's my money? Hey, they paid me already. There we go. There we go. I like to look at that number. That's nice. You guys saw I put the $424 play in on live on TV on Game Time Decisions. There are the sirens. There's the King fans. Anger kicking in. How many goals did Evander Kane score? I saw he gave the crowd a little game seven on the way out there. The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Can you say game seven? You better be able to say it because we've got a hell of a lot of them in the National Hockey League right now. The Edmonton Oilers have just defeated the Los Angeles Kings. Seconds ago, the game has just ended. 4-2 final score from the Crypt. We're going back to the Northlands Coliseum. It's not called the Northlands Coliseum anymore, but it always will be the Northlands Coliseum to me. Hell of a game. LA Kings tied the game early in the third period of play, but Edmonton dug down deep, did enough, and we're going back to Alberta. Like seriously, like this is just off the hook. This stuff. So what do we got on Saturday now? This is our third game seven for Saturday. We don't know the times yet. I'm looking at FanDuel here right now, and they have both Carolina and Boston. And Toronto and Tampa both at 7 o'clock, and they're not both going to be at the same time. So I think this is according, you know, they're going to see how this plays out according to TV. Now they know with LA here. Whatever, man. This is pretty simple. You make Boston and Carolina go first. I'd put Boston, Carolina on Saturday afternoon. I'd put the Leafs on and the Lightning in prime time, and then you got the Kings and the Oilers nightcap. So we have three game sevens on Saturday in the National Hockey League. And I've got the Carolina Hurricanes in the series, and I've got the Toronto Maple Leafs in the series. And we've got a game seven on Sunday in the NBA. Game seven on Sunday in the NBA. Dallas Mavericks throttle the Suns tonight. Suns are six-point favorites. Six-point favorites. Milwaukee -1.5 tomorrow night. Golden State -8.5 Friday night. The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Whoa, yeah! All right, let's roll. It's level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Bob Ryan, Boston Globe, longtime Boston Globe columnist, ESPN. Bob Ryan will join us. Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. SiriusXM Channel 159. So I just said a couple of moments ago, there's three game sevens on Saturday in the National Hockey League, and I said the way it'll play out, they'll put Boston in the afternoon, you put Toronto, Tampa in prime time, and then you've got the Kings and the Oilers as the nightcap, and it has now just been announced, and there's a reason why I'm as great as I am. Boston, Carolina, 4:30. Toronto, Tampa, 7 o'clock, and then 10 o'clock, Edmonton and Los Angeles. And we got NBA tomorrow. We're fired up for this. So we got lines here. Toronto Maple Leafs, -125. They opened up at -120. -125, 6.5. Carolina Hurricanes, -137. Calgary Flames and Dallas Stars. We got a full slate of hockey tomorrow as well. It's hard to keep up with all like these series, but we've got another one. We got a game seven tomorrow. We got more game sevens. New York Rangers, Pittsburgh Penguins. Man, it really is overwhelming. Like, you know what, the NHL, all these games, and then you get the NBA. So Philadelphia are done. 3 years to the day that Kawhi Leonard hit that shot with the Raptors. They get eliminated. The process has not worked. The process is dead. Let's just call it out for what it is. The process is done. The Philadelphia 76ers were closer to a title a couple of years ago. James Harden's a problem, but you wanted him, you got him. People like, all the people in Philly, well, you got to get James Harden. You got to get James Harden. Daryl Morey wants James Harden. Well, Daryl Morey's an idiot. You know what I mean? And no disrespect to Daryl Morey. And idiot's a strong word, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that whole, well, Daryl Morey and James Harden, yeah, because they had a ton of success in Houston, I know. Right, like the NBA, and you know, and all due respect to Teddy, the same thing. Well, the Boston statistical profile and this and that, whatever, man. Boston never should have been minus 194 favorites against the Milwaukee Bucks, and they're going to lose tomorrow, and they're giving money away. It's like, all right, I'll take the Bucks out of pick 'em. Fine. Giannis is the best player in the league. They're the defending champions, and people act like the Boston Celtics. Is Larry Bird on the team? Is the Chief walking through the door? Is Kevin McHale there? Dennis Johnson there? Last time I checked, this Boston Celtic team, they're not hanging banners up there at the Garden, are they? Milwaukee hung a banner up. People don't talk about it. It really is amazing how Giannis just, like, does not, like, get any sort of media love. Like, it's every other guy in the NBA has one good night, like, all day on TV. How great is this guy? How great is Joel Embiid? Like, seriously, who do you hear more about in the media? Who gets talked about more? Joel Embiid or Giannis, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, and it's funny because Joel Embiid thinks he gets screwed by some media narrative. And he's kind of right in a way, right and wrong in a sense. You're not really getting screwed by a narrative, Embiid. People are kind of pretty nice to you considering you never win anything. Nobody was hurt and this and that. Well, I'm just saying it is what it is. Facts are facts, right? They're going to throw Doc Rivers out of the bus. But I thought it was Brett Brown. Thought it was Brett Brown, everybody in Philadelphia. Oh, if we just had it, but now it's no. We're all happy when we got Doc, but now we're not. That's the thing with the NBA media and NBA fan and Philly fan even compounded more all into one. Find their freezing cold takes. They all loved Harden getting there. Oh, we fleeced them. We got Harden. And I remember I was laughing it up. The first night that Harden was there, he scored 25 and 12 or whatever, and everybody, oh, this is unbelievable. Second night, he scored like 25 and 12. This is unbelievable. How are you going to beat these guys? They're going to win the title. They're unstoppable, Harden and Embiid. Never mind the fact, and I remember I talked about it that night on this show. I remember everything. I remember what our guests say, and I remember what I say. And I said, Harden had scored 20. There was a stat that it was that Harden had scored 25 and 12 in his debut everywhere he goes. Everywhere he goes, he plays hard for the first couple of days, and then the reality kicks in. I don't even know what his contract situation is. Whatever it is, he's overpaid, and we know that. I've never been a Harden guy. Anybody that's tuned into the show for years and years and years knows I've never been a Harden guy. Never been a Harden guy. He's not a winner. He's just not. You know what I mean? He's not a two-way player. He doesn't have that effort, desire, gear to win a championship. Like, you know what I mean? It's very hard to win a championship even if you're going to go balls out, balls deep and try. He doesn't. So, you know what I mean? It's not going to get handed to you. Like I said, that whole, like, oh, Daryl Morey and Harden. Yeah, what did they ever do in Houston? Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, the only time they were ever good in Houston was when Chris Paul was there and they ran him out of town because whatever, because Chris Paul got mad at Harden for not playing defense in game sixes and stuff. It is what it is. I mean, look, the Brooklyn Nets were happy to trade him for nothing, as in Ben Simmons. Like, they didn't even get anything in return, and they were like, fine, take him. Oh, and Harden didn't want to be there. Whatever, all these teams get what they deserve. You change your plan every 6 months, you know. You repeat your same mistakes over and over. So, like I said, James Harden was a bad fit. Everyone knows it. Anyone who knows anything about basketball, except a lot of people that talk about basketball don't know about basketball, it seems. So, like, did anyone really, like, anyone honestly think that, like, is smart that, oh, yeah, yeah, Harden's going to put him over the top? What did I say at the time? I said Brooklyn got the best of this deal, even though they got Ben Simmons out of this. Like, honestly. Like, I'd rather Ben Simmons and his shrink bills got to cover the cost of this guy than James Harden on my team. You'll remember. What did I say about James Harden at the beginning? I don't even remember. Was it this year or last year when I called him Fat Albert, Matthias? When he rolled in? Hey, hey, hey. When he tried to eat his way out of Houston? It's hard to keep up with this guy. Whatever.
That's when he went to Brooklyn. He called him, hey, 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 Fat Albert.
But he left. He only got to Brooklyn because he showed up like 300 pounds with Houston. He basically sent a message to Houston that, listen, I don't want to play for you, so whatever. I'm just going to show up big, fat, and out of shape. And if you want to trade me, fine. Right? Like, anyone that would do that, you kind of know about their character. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to say, I don't want to play for this team anymore. It's another thing to become a fat slob to do it. Like, it's like, that's like Homer Simpson, like getting on workers' comp. Like, you know what I mean? If he can become like, a lardo. Great episode. He goes to see Honk if you're horny. Sorry, sir. Our theater just don't have seats to fit someone of your girth. He goes, why are you humiliating me? I just want to watch Honk if you're horny in peace. They offer him a garbage bag full of popcorn. It's too good. Too good.
Bob. Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Ryan's going to step up, and we'll talk about the Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks. All right, see, I didn't see this. I just, by chance, I'm seeing this right now because I punched James Harden's name in. Amari Stoudemire blasts James Harden. Not being in top shape, not taking your body seriously, not being able to focus in on the offseason. Funny. Wasn't I just saying? Thank you, Amari.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, Sirius XM Channel 159, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, the 50,000-watt juggernaut. Let's talk Boston Celtic, Milwaukee Buck basketball, and more right now with the great Bob Ryan, longtime Boston Globe columnist, ESPN. Bob, it's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
No, that's fine. I'm glad to do it.
So, Bob, one of our favorite clips, and we play it pretty much nightly coming in to our segments, is Dennis Green. Famous, we let him off the hook meltdown, and it's appropriate on a nightly basis, and I think it's appropriate for what happened last night in Boston, isn't it? That's the definition of letting him off the hook.
Let's start with this. Anybody who knows the NBA knows that a 14-point lead with 10 minutes to go is not a lock, especially in this era of the three-point shot. That happens hundreds of times. So, however, in the context of a playoff series where you have to pay attention to detail and there's so much at stake, it's obviously much more poignant. It's much more, obvious and painful. The Celtics did fritter away the lead. There were four things I cite. There were two turnovers that led to a 4 points by Milwaukee. One was a terrible pass didn't need to be made, and the other was a strip on Smart. There was 4 points, and then there was the putback by Antetokounmpo in the midst of four Celtics. And then there was, of course, the putback by Portis on a missed free throw, the cardinal sin. And they take, one of those away, they might win the game. And secondly, they played the clock, and Milwaukee came back with an up-tempo game, and that was pointed out in the broadcast, and that was accurate. It's a very, very painful loss. Let me just say the big picture, though, is this. If you're a neutral, what you saw in those last two games is the juxtaposition of agony and ecstasy. The game before, it was the Celtics with the big fourth quarter. They were the ecstasy, and the Bucks at home were with the agony. And then last night was just the reverse. And that's sports. You know, they're human beings. They can screw up. You can't have a great comeback of anything, would you agree? Unless there's a screw up on the other side to some degree. Period.
And I think oftentimes us in the media and fans, we focus in on the team that lost more so than the performance of the team that won. And you've seen a lot of championship teams, and I'm not saying the Bucks are amongst the greatest, but they do have that. They do have that. If you're going to take our trophy from us, you better finish us off. Talk to me about Giannis a little bit. And, like his stat line early in the series for normal players would be great, right? Hey, I gave you 28-9 or whatever. For him, you could sense he was frustrated. He has started to raise it up a notch. I'm just impressed. The fact, as you stated, I mean, Bobby Portis isn't this guy's not a Hall of Famer, makes a massive play when they needed it. Drew Holiday, who Buck fans were calling out, we need Holiday to step up. You don't get a bigger play than Holiday on Smart there, Bob. They just make the plays when they have to. The Ted Cruz lookalike, Grayson Allen with the big three. You've got to tip your cap to them.
Drew Holiday, I want to start with him. That is one tough sucker right there. Boy, he's got the championship medal. That's METTLE. That was a great play. The block, the strip was another one. He makes threes. He's tough. He's proud of being a champion. He's got the championship swagger. He's very important. I have to give him full credit. Giannis, when you reach the level that he's reached, and he's the best player in the league right now, I think, because both two ways. When you reach the level he's reached, he suffers from the fact that you take for granted how great he is. We're not even raving about his 40 points because that's what that doesn't shock you, and that's how great he is. He just accept that he's going to do that. So what happens? And you mentioned Portis. The game before was Al Horford. Al Horford's a nice player. He's been in All Star games, etc., etc. He's not going to the Hall of Fame, I don't think. I know if I were voting, I couldn't honestly, in good conscience, vote for him as a Hall of Famer. But he's a fine player. Portis is a nice player. But here's the one. How about this? Mike Budenholzer, give him credit. He changed up. The game before, Portis sat on the bench the whole fourth quarter. And last night, he played him. He went in a different path, and it worked out for him. A lot of stuff happened to make all this happen, and a lot of stuff always has to happen to make these kind of comeback things happen. And when they're in the context of the playoffs, as we are, and you go back-to-back with those two games, flipping over, that's why we love sports, right? I mean, if you're a neutral, you got to love it. If you're a fan with a heart involved in this, it's either alternately, wonderfully happy, or you're wonderfully sad. And right now, it's the Celtic fans who are crying in a beer, and the Buck fans were smiling. And let's see what happens after game six. I've seen people lose game five and win 6 and 7. Celtics did it in 88. So I've seen it happen.
Bob Ryan with us. Bob, we have a guest named Keith Smith. He comes on our show. He covered the Celtics for Yahoo and Celtics blog and a bunch of places. And I saw his tweet earlier in the day. And he said he counted up 4 3-point shots, uncontested shots that the Bucks made in the second half because Celtic players were complaining to the referees. We see this in the regular season. I'm a Raptor fan, and it used to drive me crazy with Kyle Lowry. Like, he would just, he'd just stand on the other end of the court and just start, yelling at the referee, right? And the play would go on. As you talk about, it's one thing to do this in February in a regular season game. The playoffs, a little bit different. Did you catch that? Are the Celtic players complaining too much, or I guess hey, who doesn't complain in the NBA now, Bob? But that, it's a problem. Like, you know what I mean? Get back. Complain when it goes to a whistle. Then you want to speak to the ref, speak to the ref. But doing it in-game, Bob, we see it all the time, and it cost them last night.
It is something that we talk about here all the time, starting with Tatum, and often sometimes Smart. Yes, they do it too much. We've been yelling at them, you know, in a sense, for you know, better part of 2 years. And you know, they got beyond it when they were having that wonderful stretch run this year, starting in the middle of January. But it's come back, and it's bad. And that's a very good catch. It's very accurate. It's true. And this is why I say that defeat was a self-inflicted wound more than anything. That's just another log on the fire, you know, after the turnovers and the failure to get the offensive rebounds. Those are unforgivable baskets. You know, you can't do that, and you can't do that in the playoffs, and they paid the price.
You know what's just baffling, and we only got a couple more minutes with Bob Ryan. You know, we saw this. Somebody told me that the Celtics year was the bubble, that that was their shot, that they, you know what I mean, that they let the Heat off the hook there, that they should have gotten there. They played so well here. Can they pull this out? What do you think is going to happen? I picked Milwaukee before the series started, Bob. Everybody loved Boston, but as you talked about, you know, when it gets real, man, like when it gets real and, you know, the prize is on, you know, the money's on the table, the Bucks dig down deep. Portis, Holiday, Giannis, they're street tough, these guys. So I had them, but can Boston pull this out? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, they can, but I mean, obviously, I'm going to say the odds are favor Milwaukee, obviously. They are the defending champion. They're not going to give it up easily. They won a game they had to win. Okay, yeah, the Celtics, once again, I'll tell you, in 80, I know it sounds like ancient history to some people listening, but it's very fresh in my mind. In 1988, the Celtics lost game 5 at home to the Hawks, who were a very good team.
Yeah.
And they went down to Atlanta in game 6, and led by Dennis Johnson, who played a great game, they won in Atlanta, and then came back, and that led to the famous Bird-Dominique shootout in game 7, 88. That fabulous fourth quarter, and Dominique ended up with 47, Larry had 34, 20 in the fourth quarter. They matched baskets and won an amazing stretch of about 4 minutes. And it was, but the Celtics won that game, one of the highest level games I've ever seen played. There were 234 points in that game, and there were 15 total turnovers. You digest that for a minute. That's all. The whole both between the two of them, 15 turnovers for, and there are 234 points in that game. Anyway, but I don't expect that to happen again. I just know it can happen. When you say, can it? Yeah, of course it can. Teams have come from 3-2. Teams have come from 3-1 in the NBA, and it can happen. But you got to like Milwaukee right now, and it's, they're in control. You know, see, we know what they're made of. This is more of a test of what are the Celtics really made of. Milwaukee scaled them out in this group. This group, the Celtics hasn't. So they got something to prove in Atlanta, and then if there's a game on Sunday.
Bob, you covered the great Laker teams, you know, the great rivalry with the Celtics and the Lakers. Did you watch this? Did you watch the HBO series at all?
I watched the first 7 episodes. After I saw the first episode, I said, Adam McKay, I had 3 things to say. One is that too many people were turned into human cartoons. Number 2, what did Jerry West ever do to Adam McKay to be portrayed in such an unfair, unflattering, and almost criminal light? And 3, were I Jerry West, I would say to Adam McKay, meet my lawyer. Well, he has done that. I think it's appalling. Anybody who lived through it knows that is a shockingly awful, unfair, criminal representation of Jerry West. Anybody who knows Paul Westhead knows that he was not that crying, whimpering, over his head guy portrayed at all. It's fiction. It's just awful, and it never got any better. Jerry Buss is a flamboyant guy, very hedonistic, of course. We know he dated women half his age because he could, but he's not the clown that is being portrayed by John C. Wiley, who's obviously having a very good time in that role. That guy could never have made enough money to manage a fruit cart, let alone buy a basketball team, if he were the clown that is portrayed in that show. On and on it goes. I think it's appalling. I think it's horrible. I had to keep watching to a point because I knew I would be talking about it. I have my own podcast involved, and I knew we'd talk about it. But I tell people, the Lakers deserve better. And Jeff Perlman's book, which I will recommend highly, Jeff Perlman's book, Showtime, this was based on, that's the story. What they've done to it is just criminal.
Bob Ryan, I'm glad I asked you about that. Bob, where can people find your podcast?
Well, it's called the Ryan Goodman TED podcast and all the normal, you know, traditional outlets. Spot. And you just go Jeff Goodman, who is a great basketball person in both college and, well, actually all three. He knows the AAU world. He knows the college world. He knows the NBA. He and I and Gary Tangway, who is a wonderful partner with us. We're on once a week, and we're available, and we talk basketball.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Only basketball, and not just Celtics, but all NBA and all during the season, college as well. So we're still out there, and we'll be going for the duration of the playoffs.
I always love talking sports with you, Bob. Thank you so much for the time.
Okay, you're welcome entirely. Bye-bye.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
You think you know what you don't? You say you will, but you won't.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Thanks to Bob Ryan for joining us on the program. Great stuff with Bob. All right, let's get into some NFL talk right now, as well as a crazy night at Dodger Stadium, actually. Let me just clarify this. The Dodgers came all the way back. They came all the way back to tie the game 7-7. They had the bases loaded. They don't take the lead, and I knew they were going to lose right there. It's just one of those deals. You see it all the time. If the team does not take the lead, then they don't win. It's frustrating, but they just lost 9-7. Philadelphia Phillies 9, LA Dodgers 7. Final score. North American markets are officially closed for the night. It's like the stock market. Didn't say there's nothing to lay it down on, but I said the North American markets. And in fact, actually, this is actually a rare instance right now. There's no basketball going on. There's no live soccer right now. It's like the pandemic. It's a bunch of esports. Live action. If you're looking for some live action right now, we have the Uber Cup going on right now. The Uber Cup Women's Badminton. Who's up for badminton? This is pretty degenerate stuff if you're betting on women's badminton. Yufei Chen takes on Ratchanok Aintanon against Siyoung An, Aikin Yamaguchi. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say I believe this is in Asia right now. I'm watching it, actually. I got the video feed here. I got the video feed up. It's like it's professional badminton tour. You ever bet on badminton, Matthias? I know you like to bet on tennis. You ever bet on badminton? What do you call that, Dio? The shuttlecock.
I'll stay away from badminton. I'll stick for the tennis tonight in Rome.
It's a racket sport. What's your problem? It's a racket. Like, what's the difference?
I don't know anything about it. I'd be shooting darts in the dark.
Does it stop you from betting on other sports? That's the classic.
Yeah, but at least I have some knowledge towards other sports. This one, it would just be a coin toss. I'd have to ask you for some advice, and then I'd go with it and pray to
everything's,
God.
Everything's a coin toss. I'm watching it right now, man. They're good. I can't tell if they're men or women. I really can't. I can't tell by their names, and I can't tell by watching. It's one of those deals. Is this a dude or a strong woman? I think they're women. Like, I think there. I got the other day. What's the band called? Oh man, I already forget the name of the band. It's too bad. If I saw the name, no, not Hanson. No, they're like a.
That one came out of the woodwork. Good old Hanson.
Nah, they're like. I was listening. They're like a. They're like a Led Zeppelin sort of sounding. They're like a classic rock, modern, like, but they sound like a 70s rock band. And at first, I couldn't tell if it was a dude or a girl singing. I was like, I can't tell. Like, they're so high-pitched. Like, it was really perplexing me. And now it's really bothering me that I can't remember the name of the band. I have a very good memory for sports and stuff, but I didn't process this. I sort of saw it. And I was like, oh, this is all right. Who are these guys? I asked someone. I said, who is this? Like, is this a girl or a dude or what is this band? And they said, oh, no, it's like a Zeppelin ripoff. I was like, oh, yeah. What the hell was the name of the band? It's not Lizzie Borden. It's like, God, it's going to bother me now. No one's going to be able to help me on this. Led Zeppelin. I'm going to look this sounding new band. It's not Gray something. It wasn't Lizzie Borden, but it was something like that. It was something like that. God, it's on the tip. Like, God. I don't remember the name of the song either. I actually liked the song, and I sort of made a small note to myself that I should remember the name of the song and look it up after. And I found it. Just like that. God, am I good. I just punched in Led Zeppelin's sounding new band, and it caught me up right away. Greta Van Fleet. Greta Van Fleet. I did not know. When I heard them, I was like, I don't know. I couldn't tell if it was a man or woman singing first. Oh, they're from Michigan. They're defined as a hard rock, blues rock, progressive rock band. I guess that's pretty fair. I see there are three brothers, actually. Three brothers and another dude. Yeah, I never heard of them before. Like, see, there's a lot of music out there. You think you know what's going on in the world. I'm going to give them a listen after. Like I said, yeah, they're pretty good. Greta Van Fleet's music has been catered, of course. Isn't Greta Van Fleet, wasn't she like an anchorwoman on Fox and CNN? That was Greta Van Susteren. That's why I remembered. I was like, Lizzie Borden. That's pretty good. I said Lizzie Borden, Greta Van Fleet, Lizzie Borden. I was like, it's something like that, sort of. Greta Van Fleet has been categorized as hard rock and blues rock. Although the four members bond over blues, each have his own musical taste, blah, 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 blah. Now, I'm going to look into, since this band has been inspired by The Doors. Yeah, I can see that. It's pretty good, actually. Like I said, I don't like a lot of new music, and this is new music that sounds like older music, but it's good. Like, you know, listen, I'm a musician, so I can, like, you know what I mean? I can tell, like, right away, like, what something is, sort of. And these guys are good. Like, they're good musicians and stuff. Like, and what I liked about it is, like, their song, they're not trying to, like, write a hit. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, it's, you know what I mean? It has different, like, parts. Like, different style. It's sort of got, like, very sort of, like... Like I said, it's very Zeppelin-ish. I think that's the best... That's the best description. Yeah, Greta Van Fleet. There's our boy Crash in L.A. He's a hipster. He might know this band. He's a hipster. What's up, Crash? What's up, Crash? Speaking of Los Angeles, I want to get to the NFL schedule, but I got distracted by the badminton, which led me into Greta Van Fleet. So I'm not going to bet the badminton. We got live greyhound racing right now. I'll pass on that. Live horse racing from Australia. No. Got a lot of table tennis going on. I got a video feed of the table tennis here right now. There's literally pretty cool setup. The floor is all red and the walls are all purple. They're in this, it looks like very modern. It looks good. But essentially, there is a judge sitting there. There is a judge. So there's basically three people in this small room playing ping pong right now at 4 a.m, and we can bet on it. Roman Torba versus Oleski Hermoski. I don't believe that everything is fixed and rigged and stuff. When people, oh, it's rigged and all that. Nah, I don't really buy into all that rigged stuff. But I will tell you that you've got to be insane. Like, let me just ask you, like, I'm always baffled by this, that these sports books take action on this. You're telling me this isn't Russia. What are you even going to do if they do throw stuff? Are you going to go arrest them? Good luck. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what are you going to do? Seriously. Like, they have immunity. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not betting on three Russian guys in some garage in Moscow here, man, in the middle of the night. These guys are buddies. Hey, Roman Torba and Oleski. Right now, and I know there's no idea. I don't know. For all we know, this judge is telling them, hey, yeah, you're plus 375 now. I've watched this stuff before, this ping pong, table tennis stuff before. I'm telling you. Number one, bet the over with this stuff. If you're, I'm going to give you a little, there's a gambling little D-gen lesson here. We'll get into the NFL schedule level 3. I didn't plan on the D-gen lesson. A little D-gen lesson here. If you're going to bet on table tennis, bet on the over. I'm telling you, I think these guys are in on it. And it's always this way. One of them will win one set, and the other guy, like, they basically, it rotates all the time. All the time. And you look at the scores here, 14-14, 11-9, third. So we're at 14-14 now. So the other ones was 11-6, 13-11, 11-9. Now it's 15-14. Like, it's very, like, I've never seen anyone get swept in straight sets in this stuff. I don't know if you call table tennis sets. I guess you would. It's the same thing. I guess you would. You ever bet on table tennis, Matthias? Or is that with badminton? No, you don't do it.
No, I actually did. I do? Though, but I generally did do it, and I lost.
So you didn't do it again. If you would have won, yeah, you'd be, oh, yeah, it's pretty cool. I bet I won on the ping pong, yeah.
Live betting action, too. Just saw the numbers, and I went with some random pick just to see what would happen.
I don't want to do this because I don't want to give my money away. I'm getting more disciplined now, but I almost just want to take the over just to put my money where my mouth is to tell you guys this.
I enjoy playing table tennis, Gabe, but, you know, that's a fun game to play. That's the only reason I probably did do that, too, because I enjoy playing it.
Yeah, but you can't play with these guys.
No, absolutely not. I still don't know.
Like,
how
everybody thinks,
I think that's just insane.
Okay, I just clicked on another match. This is the TT Elite Series. These guys are in, like, a different-looking room here. They're like, in a small, empty gym with a judge. There's a judge sitting there. I'm just, you know what, like, there's a lot of sports where it's like, how come you don't have the spreads for this? You don't have this prop. And so you don't have a prop up, but you have money on Igor playing ping-pong in Moscow at 4 a.m. And as I stated, like I said, I'm not trying to say that, like, you know, I'm not calling anyone out for anything here, but Matthias, you trust three guys in Russia playing table tennis right now? Like, I don't, dude,
no,
like, really?
Absolutely not.
It's table tennis. Whatever. Well, yeah, you win one set, I win one set. We're going to bet the over, and then whatever. Whoever's the underdog, well, you win at the end. I don't trust it. I'm just telling you, I don't trust it. I don't like betting on sporting events that are taking places in countries that there's, like, immunity. You know what I'm saying? If there's table tennis action from North Korea, I'm not betting it. You know what I mean? It's like, what are you going to do? Like, if someone throws something, although Kim Jong-un will probably wouldn't be too good if you did that. I'm watching these guys play right now. God, like, they would smoke me if I played ping pong against these guys. I fancy myself a pretty good table tennis player, Matthias. I am pretty good. Like, these guys are smoking the ball. And they're big dudes. That's the whole thing, right? The world-class guys, Matthias, they're all 6'7". It's like basketball. You got to have long arms, right? So you can cover the table. Boom, 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 boom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night Anger Management Class. Shout out to our boy Jazz, who's tuning in, and he knows Greta Van Fleet. So that's, I was just talking about this band, Greta Van Fleet, just randomly. We had, that was our random, just random thought process segment there. But I was talking about Greta Van Fleet, and I said I never even heard of them before, right? I never heard of them. I had it on, Stingray Music, right? You know, like the music on your TV. I had a guy in here. I had a worker doing some stuff, and I just put the music on when he was in here, and the band came on, the song came on, and I said to him, I said, oh, this is pretty good. I said, this is pretty good. Who are these guys? And because this guy is younger, and he seems he's a hipster in the music and stuff, and he goes, oh, I hate these guys. He goes, they're like a Led Zeppelin, pretentious, like, classic rock band or whatever. Like, he goes, they're good, but I goes, it's not my thing. And it was funny when he said I turned it up even. I was like, oh, yeah, I didn't care. I was like, yeah, whatever. I was like, it's pretty good. I turned it up, and I couldn't tell. I was like, man, it's a high pitch. I was like, yeah, you know what he sounded like? Geddy Lee. It's like a cross between Led Zeppelin and Rush. I think it's a good example, actually. That's a good description. That's off the top of my head hearing one song, right? That's what it sounded like to me. I was like, man, these guys sound like Rush, but like old Rush. You know what I mean? Fly by Night, like that type of Rush. Like, it's sort of raw, but like, you know what I mean? It's good. I'm more of a metalhead, but like I said, I heard this, and like my ears, I like, my peaked up. I was like, oh, what's this? You know what I mean? And now I'm clueless. I didn't even know. Damn, they're on an arena tour. I'm seeing said people in our chat are like, yeah, they're on tour right now. And I just looked up their tour. They're playing arenas. So, God, I guess I'm not as hip as I thought. I'm like, all right, this band, they're all right. Who are these guys? Well, they're selling 12,000 tickets a night, so they're doing all right. So I always tell people, whenever somebody says that to me, oh, I don't like that. I'm not watching. It's like, hey, don't worry. It'll go on without you. Right? Greta Van Fleet's doing just fine without Gabriel Morenci ever hearing of them before. Yeah, so what? This is Sports Rage. So far, so good. So what?